It's Take Control Tuesday, which means I have Mansa Musa on the phone with me. And Mansa, last week, we talked about how many credit cards can you actually have? And you had an answer for us, but now you had some questions and we're going to do a follow-up.
Yeah, we said you should have multiple credit cards. There are many benefits to that. If you want to hear that program, go to TakeControlTuesday.com. But the reason you might have multiple credit cards is because you graduate from one class of credit card to another. So let's talk about the five tiers of credit cards that are out there.
Okay.
And whether or not you want them. First off is tier one. Those would be starter cards. Now, these starter credit cards are designed for people who have very little or no credit history. Most of them don't have any rewards programs associated with them. Most of them, you may be required to make a deposit. This is what's known as a secured credit card. And the starter credit card limits are generally have very low limits, so you can't make any large purchases with them. Now, the advantage of the starter card is it lets you start building a credit history. And if you handle a starter card responsibly, then that allows you to go to the tier two, which is the no annual fee credit cards. Now, these you don't have to put up money for. They'll just give you a credit card, and they generally have credit limits anywhere from $500 to the low thousands of dollars. A lot of times, if you start with a secure card, you upgrade to these no fee annual cards. You need a credit score between 670 and 739 for these credit cards. Now, tier three is what they call mid-tier cards. This is where you start getting rewards, miles, points, stuff at hotels, free baggage, priority boarding. There are all kinds of benefits associated with these mid-tier cards. Now, one of the things that almost universal with these mid-tier cards is they have an annual fee associated with them, somewhere between $95 to $250. But depending on how you use the card and whether you travel a lot, that annual fee may be more than worth it. Now, these cards normally start around a credit limit of $5,000 and up and can go even higher. You need to have an established credit history longer than a year, and your score is over 700.
Okay.
Now, tier four are the premium cards. These normally have limits above $10,000. They have a lot of perks and things associated with them, but to get these cards, you have to have at least a 1.5 to 2 year credit history and a score of at least 720. That one's not really income driven. If you have a great score, even if you have relatively low income, you might be able to get a tier four card. Now, tier five are invitation only cards.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what your credit score is or anything like that. You get these by invitation. And most of our listeners, unless they're related to royalty or some kind of celebrity, you're not going to get an invitation. And these cards normally have an annual fee of between $2,500 to $7,500. So, yeah, that's a small category when that's small potatoes to you.
So, right.
Those are the five tiers. That's why you may have multiple credit cards, because you never want to close a credit account on your credit report that has good news.
Right.
But as you graduate from tier one to tier two to tier three, you stop using those older cards that don't provide as many benefits, but leave the accounts open.
That's all great information and great question as well. And you can grab those archives at TakeControlTuesday.com, and please like and share that information so you can help somebody else. And Mansa, how can they reach out to you?
Right. If you want more information on credit cards, advanced credit card strategies, or beginner credit card strategies, sign up for one of the workshops at HopeDetroit.net. Once again, that's HopeDetroit.net. That's the best place to engage. And from there, after the workshop, you can actually get one-to-one financial coaching if you're interested.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.